sweetheart. It's always so lovely waking up next to you. Trust me, I also want to wait another 5 more minutes so I can sleep in with you, but it's really important we get up. We have stuff to do today after all, don't we? Oh. Even if you don't have anything to do, it's still good to wake up early. It's really healthy for you. But don't worry. It's a little difficult, but I'll wake up with you. Wait, it'll be much easier. Now, come on. Don't hit the snooze button. Let's get up. Oh, look at that. I still have leftover water. And I was a little worried he'd drink it all in the middle of the night. But luckily, I can still drink. It's always important to hydrate in the morning. It'll help you feel better and wake up, I promise. It's much healthier than coffee. Huh? You're feeling too lazy to go get a cup of water? Nah. No, don't just say you'll do it later. You need to go ahead and do it right now, okay? I mean it. Do you want to feel dehydrated all day? That is definitely not going to help you wake up. Go on. Go get a drink of water. I'll be right here when you get back. I promise. I have nowhere else to go right now. You got your drink of water. Good job. Now, drink. It'll help you feel so good. Morning water hits different. Come on now. Gulp. There you go. Now we can really start our morning. It's good to get the blood pumping. Okay, let's straighten our back, straighten our neck, and move it to the right, and hold it, and roll around to the left, hold it. There we go. Stretch out our fingers. And roll our shoulders. Relieve all that tense stress. Hopefully you don't have any stress. Did you sleep okay last night? I know sometimes you can wake up in weird positions and your back will hurt. If it does, I'm sorry. But we'll do our best to make it no longer hurt, okay? I'm sure the water and stretching will help. Okay. Why don't we do some breathing exercises together? Simple ones. Okay. Straighten our posture. And we're gonna breathe in. And hold. Breathe in and breathe out. There you go. Calm your anxious heart. Let your body know everything is going to be okay. We're gonna have a nice day together, okay? And even on the days that we aren't together, just know I have you in my heart. Would you like to breathe one more time? Okay. Let's hold this one a little longer. Okay. Breathe in. And breathe out. There you go. You did it. Doesn't that feel nice? I know I feel nice. Come on now. Don't lay back down. It's important to keep moving. And you're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. Is there anything you're worried about for today? There's some things I'm worried about. I'm worried I won't be able to accomplish the goals I set. Or that I might let my emotions get the best of me and I spend all day sulking in bed. But I know I'll be okay, because I have you here to support me and help me. Do you have any of those worries? It's difficult not to worry, isn't it? I understand. But don't need to worry much. All of those issues that you're worried about. Maybe not being able to accomplish things, or feeling lazy, or, you know, things that don't make you feel good. I'll be here to support you and help you the best I can. And you can do it. I believe in you. And whenever you start to doubt yourself, you can always come talk to me, and I'll help cheer you up. 'Cause I love you. Want to go ahead and do some bigger stretches now? We moved our head around, but why don't we stretch our arms into the air? Okay, let's do this. Let's get both of our hands way up above our heads and stretch. And slowly move your arms back down to your side. I can feel my blood pumping through my arms. After all those breathing exercises and stretches, I think I'm wide awake. Maybe we should go ahead and read the newspaper. That way we can know what's up today, huh? Let me see. Oh my. Well, would you look at that? We need to be a little careful if we go out today. It says here that there's a warrant out for a girl's arrest. Oh, she kind of looks like me. It says that... Oh my. It says here that the victim reported that the culprit had been sneaking into their room for years, and no one even noticed. Stealing their stuff. Watching them sleep. Oh my god, what a creep! We need to be really careful. She sounds dangerous. Hopefully we don't run into her if we go out today. But I'll protect you. I'm big and strong. Not really. But I would never let anyone hurt you, I promise. Well, let's not focus on those bad things, right? Read a bit more in the newspaper. Oh, seems the weather's gonna be fairly nice today. A little bit on the colder side. Oh. Nothing too crazy happening today, though. Oh. What do you mean this newspaper's from yesterday? Well, I know that! But they don't... But they didn't give us newspaper today, or... I just don't want to go check. Yesterday is close enough to today. It doesn't count, okay? But anyway, still. We just need to be careful when we go outside. I don't want anything to happen to you. Let's just put that away. Oh, my stomach just went grumble, grumble, grumble. I think it's time to eat breakfast. Are you feeling hungry at all? Well, if not, that's okay, but I'd like you to join me for breakfast. I'm gonna have something a little unhealthy, but you don't follow in my footsteps, okay? I want you to have something good. Something that'll help your brain throughout the day. Eating unhealthy foods can give you more anxiety and make you feel less motivated. What am I gonna have? Well, I think it would be pretty good to heat up a honey bun in the microwave and, eat that. I know honey buns aren't healthy, okay? But they're so good. I'd eat donuts if we had those, but we don't. Well, I guess let's heat up the honey bun. Got my honey bun. I made sure to wait to eat it until I got back to you. Oh, of course I'm eating it with a fork. I don't want to get my hands sticky. First bite. So good. It's so good, it's hard not to shove it all in my mouth. Another bite. That piece was a little hot. It burned my mouth a little. Are you gonna get anything to eat? Make sure you do, okay? I promise I'll have something other than a honey bun after this. It's just, oh, I was craving it. So yummy. I'll eat something healthy afterwards, I swear. It's so sweet. And I love the way it just dissolves in my mouth. I only have two more bites left. And let's make the last bite count, because I don't have any more honey buns, so. There's a little left over on the fork. Pretty miss it. I don't think I have anything else that I could eat that's like that. But next time we go to the store, let's make sure to get more honey buns, okay? I crave the honey bun. And like I said, you need to make sure to eat something healthy. But I'll eat something healthy too. Like eggs or oatmeal, but I want to let the honey bun settle in my stomach a little first. And then I'll eat something healthy. I promise. Do you feel like you can take on today? Don't worry. There's a lot of days where I wake up and it feels like I won't be able to do anything. But I'll do my best to help you stay motivated. It's really important. Because even if there's something you really want to do, it can be so emotionally exhausting to do it when you don't feel ready. And that's okay. You never need to guilt yourself for feeling that way. I feel that way all the time. It's normal. Would a hug help? Here. Come in for a nice, big hug. What if I... I'm giving you good luck numbs for your day. Good luck isn't required, but it's always helpful, isn't it? Here, and then we give you a little more. I think I want to just sit here for a while. Lay my head on your shoulder. I know we can't go back to bed and lay down, but we can stand here for a little while and hug each other. Then I'll keep my head on your shoulder and just relax. Really looking forward to today. But I'm looking forward to today because you are in my day. Any day with you sounds like a wonderful day. Just let me hug you for a little while. Okay, I'll set you free now. I'm sorry for restricting you. I hope you didn't find my hug annoying at all. The last thing I want to do is annoy you. But you never seem annoyed with me, so I'm happy. Thank you, my love. And just know, I'm never annoyed by you either. I'm really happy you're here. But hey, listen to me. I want you to remember something really important. You've pushed through every single day. You've been here for so many days. And I know there were a lot where you thought maybe you couldn't get through it. Maybe this would be your last day, or maybe you simply... I don't know, weren't ready for the day. But you did it. And you're here now. And maybe you don't feel ready for today either, but you'll get through it. And tomorrow, we'll wake up together again. Everything is going to be okay. And I'm really, really proud of you. You're strong. Even if it doesn't feel like it. I'm proud of you. For getting through hundreds and thousands of bad days and making it to this one good one that we'll have together. Keep moving forward, and I'll move forward with you. And please don't feel like you have to have a goal set every day. It's okay if some days you're lazy or you don't want to do anything, because it's important to live, not to just be alive. You know? Some days you just need to enjoy yourself so you can be ready for the days to come. And maybe in those days to come, you'll find more motivation to do the things you need to do. Whatever it is, whatever you need to do, your happiness is more important than anything. If you're not living to be happy, then what are you living for? Let's be happy together. Let's get through this together. One last hug before we get going with our date. Come here. You can do it. We can do it. No, no, no. Big squeeze. See, now I feel much better about my day. Because I know I have you. Okay, let's get this started. Come on, my love.